Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the deep intersections of nursing, human connection, and love. I'm your host, Aaliyah, from the Evolve This podcast. And today we're exploring Jean Watson's theory of human caring. Together, we'll break down the core of this theory and talk about how it can be applied to abstract ideas like love, and even how to turn those thoughts into a transformative force, not just in nursing, but in life. Let's dive in. Nursing is both an art and a science, requiring a deep understanding of compassion and human connection. Jean Watson's theory of human caring offers a profound framework for exploring these dimensions. Today, I want to share my perspective on Watson's concepts, like self-love, connectedness, and being authentically present. We'll also tie in my own research about love as a cohesive force for healing. And yeah, I'll sprinkle in some practical examples and a bit of science along the way. Let's keep it real, but meaningful. Jean Watson started her career as a psychiatric nurse, which feels like the perfect foundation for someone who created such a profound theory about care. Psychiatric nursing forces you to deal with the human mind, something we don't focus on enough in fields like cardiology or internal medicine, because we just don't, or not to the degree the mental health field does. Her background gave her this unique lens to see how care is about more than just solving medical problems. It's bigger than that. She became dissatisfied with how healthcare and even nursing education focused so much on fixing problems instead of addressing the whole person. So in 1979, she created her groundbreaking framework, Nursing, the Philosophy of Science and Caring. And let me tell you, her name is everywhere in nursing theory books. Some even call her the Florence Nightingale of modern nursing. If you don't know who Florence Nightingale is, she basically saved our soldiers from squalor and filthy conditions, leading to infection during the Civil War in 1868. Like Nightingale, Watson is a modern-day revolutionist of nursing theory. But as I was diving into Watson's work, I kept asking myself, who influenced her? Her ideas about care and interconnectedness seemed so abstract and are definitely philosophical. That's when I found out about Aldous Huxley and Willis Harmon. Aldous Huxley is a perennial philosopher who believed in the interconnectedness of all things. Perennial philosophy is just an idea that there exists some type of universal truth or wisdom that is shared across all major spiritual and philosophical traditions. And Harmon was this brilliant thinker who talked about thought evolution and consciousness. Neither of them are alive anymore, but their ideas are still floating around. Like Willis Harmon's ideas about how we've been too obsessed with empiricism and ignored the unexplained. That's so relevant. And I've run into this idea that something is missing in our explanations more and more. If any of you are familiar with René Descartes, then you know all about his methodological skepticism, which is just a fancy way of saying that we should question things. And isn't it modern now to realize that only some things can be explained away by physics and other empirical measures? But the world cannot be fully understood that way. And how do these things interact? It's that blend of science and mystery that really draws me in. Watson's theory taps into this beautifully. And honestly, it's not nonsense. I've tried her techniques. Before seeing a patient, I'll take a moment to breathe deeply, reflect on my thoughts, and imagine connecting with the patient on some deeper, almost quantum level. I've done it with my kids, with strangers at the grocery store, and it's incredible how much more present and open you feel. It's like unlocking a new way to interact with the world. At the heart of Watson's theory, there are 10 Caritas processes. These aren't just abstract ideas, they're practical ways to bring care to life. And what I love is how adaptable they are. It's like giving someone a blueprint for creating their own masterpiece. For me, this aligns with my concept of love as a universal force, like gravity. Love isn't just a feeling, it's something that holds us together, helps us heal, and connects us. And Watson's processes give us a way to put that into practice. She talks about things like being authentically present, practicing self-kindness, and creating healing environments. One of my favorite ideas is the transpersonal moment. That's when you're fully present with someone. You're accepting yourself, connecting with the other person, and realizing that this interaction is now part of both your histories. It's powerful. Watson has this great YouTube video where she explains the 10 Caritas processes in about 15 minutes. But if you're curious to dig deeper, her books are worth it. They're thought-provoking, sometimes eccentric, and a little spiritual, like the idea of a heart vibration or ringing Tibetan bells to reconnect with ourself and our center. Honestly, she's kind of like the Buddha of nursing. It's quirky, but it works. So how does all this help you? Whether you're a nurse, a doctor, or just someone who wants to connect more meaningfully. It comes down to making it your own. Play with it. See what happens. Like I said earlier, these principles aren't rigid steps. They're more like a guide for you to interpret in a way that feels authentic to you. For example, take hospitals that have created Watson rooms. These are spaces where nurses can relax and reconnect with themselves. One of Watson's biggest ideas is to be mindful of ourselves. And research shows that when medical staff feel cared for, patients benefit too. It's kind of like the aphorism, happy wife, happy life, but for healthcare. Supporting caregivers makes all the difference in how patients are treated and cared for. Let me share a story that stuck with me. A study asked veterans what made them feel cared for, and the answers were so simple. Being listened to, personalized education, follow-ups like a phone call to check in. It wasn't about fancy technology or big gestures. It was human connection. And honestly, it's a reminder that some of the biggest gaps in our healthcare system aren't about medicine. They're about care. We need to listen more and connect better. Jean Watson's theory of human caring isn't just for nurses. It's a way of looking at the world. It challenges us to be mindful, to connect, and to let love guide our actions. Whether you're at work, at home, or just going about your day, take a moment to open your mind and your heart. You never know where it might take you. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Evolve This podcast. Until next time, take care of yourself and each other.